Hello, friends. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. In moments, we're going to talk about Bijan Robinson from the University of Texas and what may or may not happen involving this running back and the first round of the National Football League draft next week. Pin Chasers is Tampa Bay's best place to enjoy bowling, food, and fun. To make it even easier to have fun, download the Pin Chasers Extra app to make reservations, order food, track your scores, and earn cash back on every purchase. You get 10% back every time you visit. For more information, go to pinchasers.net and start having fun. Three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Thank you for your continued support, Anthony Peroni. Of my events, Drew Garabo's events, and what you do for the greater good in the Tampa Bay area community. Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. I recently took some time to talk to Sean and Jeremy from Brandon Legal Group at the home office. Now, remember, they do service the greater Tampa Bay area. You do not need to live, nor work, nor have your legal issue in Brandon to reach out to Brandon Legal Group for assistance. Full service means family law. Full service means child support adjustment. Full service means divorce. For a free consultation, call 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576, or visit visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. New read for Pin Chasers, new number for Brandon Legal Group. So I haven't memorized everything yet. I apologize. Brandon Legal Group will have one of the two twosomes in the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 42 at Lake Javita in May. Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford in Tampa Bay. I exchanged my 2014 Ford for a 2018 Ford from the pre-owned inventory that Sean Sullivan had. That was 18 months ago. It's been a phenomenal run for me. I enjoyed the car buying experience face-to-face with Sean and help, and the fact that I have spent so little time at the dealership or in the service department since then speaks to how good this transaction was for me. If you would like to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle directly from the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, with him involved, looking you in the eye saying, how can we get this done? You reach out to Grace Thomas at Bill Curry Ford, tell her you want the Todd Wright car buying experience, and you want to book time with Sean Sullivan. If you can't get a hold of Grace Thomas, you reach out to me, wright.todd@yahoo.com. I will have Grace reach out to you to book you an appointment to talk to Sean Sullivan, whose job it is to sell you a new or pre-owned car. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa. Let's get to it. Wright.todd@yahoo.com for anything not related to my golf tournaments. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com for anything related to my golf tournaments. Still stunned. I post things on social media about my golf tournaments, and people respond on social media when the post clearly says, for more information, contact ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. That's how I do my golf business. And I appreciate those who actually read and respond accordingly. And they get rewarded at my golf tournaments. They get an immediate response, a detailed response. You will too, as it relates to the podcast. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Social media, ToddWright2121 on Instagram. I'm simply Todd Wright from Tampa, Florida on Facebook. And I am on Twitter, usually just for promotional purposes, or if I just want to stir up some shit and bring some attention to other promotional-related posts like my golf tournaments, as I did recently, getting out of a tweet exactly what I needed based on how many people saw it, no matter whether they thought it was good or bad, got what I needed out of it, and then got rid of the tweet. I know what I'm doing. ToddWright2121 on Twitter. So let's talk about Bijan Robinson, the Doak Walker award-winning running back from Texas. And that also means something. Recent Doak Walker award-winning running backs have done very well in the National Football League. Kenneth Walker did well last year, and remember, he even got injured before the start of the season. Once he was healthy, he was a big reason why the Seattle Seahawks went to the playoffs. One of the best teams and best stories of last year. Jonathan Taylor is a recent Doak Walker Award winner. You go back to Derrick Henry. It's usually a pretty good evaluation of running backs, and they have done well very recently in the National Football League. He's only 21 years old. And let's just get this out there before we talk about where Bijan Robinson ends up next Thursday night, likely in the first round of the National Football League draft. Recent Super Bowl winners have not needed a big-time running back to win Super Bowls in terms of making a major investment in the back or via a high draft pick. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl this past year with Isaiah Pacheco and Jerick McKinnon as their top backs. McKinnon, last I checked, still is looking for a job. Pacheco was a later round draft pick, and he took Tyreek Hill's number and looked just about as fast in the Chiefs offense. Previous year, Rams win the Super Bowl. Yeah, that team actually did get something out of Cam Akers, but you saw how that played out later as the Rams tumbled. Come on, it's a McVay offense. It's all about the passing game, spreading the field out. Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford, big part of why the Rams won the previous year's Super Bowl. The year the Bucs won the Super Bowl. I acknowledge Fournette was important. However, Bucs got Fournette off waivers and were paying him a very low base salary. It was the next 2 years where Fournette cashed in a little bit more. But the investment was in Tom Brady. It was in Mike Evans. It was in Chris Godwin. It was in offensive linemen. It was more Tom Brady's offense than any running back's offense. Prior year to that, we go back to the Chiefs. Chiefs had a couple of guys named Williams in the backfield doing big things for them. And the fact that I can just refer to them as such shows you that's Patrick Mahomes' offense with Kelce and Tyreek Hill. And the running backs benefit from the attention on the quarterback and the passing offense. So we can go all the way back to the Eagles winning Super Bowl 52 and all these different running backs, Jay Ajayi and Corey Clement, that were part of like a 2-3-4 running back rotation for the Eagles under Doug Peterson. One of my criticisms, despite the Dallas Cowboys almost on an annual basis being a playoff team and a productive offense in this recent era with Dak Prescott and up until this coming year, Ezekiel Elliott, was that it's an outdated NFL philosophy of let's get a big-time running back and have a run-game identity that sets up the pass. It hasn't worked to get the Cowboys back to the conference championship game. Yet it exists. It's out there. There are organizations, there are coaches, there are offensive coordinators that are still attracted to the big-time running back enough and want to run the ball enough despite recent Super Bowl winners not putting a lot of draft capital or a lot of cash in that position, which brings us to Bijan Robinson, who, despite the fact that very few running backs in recent years have gotten first-round attention, none were selected in the first round of last year's draft, Robinson will be, based on his talents based on the Doak Walker Award, based on who he played for, the type of offense he played for in college, his overall skills. He does line up outside. He can catch the ball. And he's only 21 years old. So he will have this type of attention. He is a unique enough talent that is going to grab the attention of a team that wants to put a first-round draft pick in a running back, as rare as that is these days, and get him going now for 5 years before he would presumably cash in or even get a second contract. So where's he going to go? Who's going to make this commitment to a running back, considering it doesn't happen that much anymore? All right, let's start at number 10. Originally a pick of the Saints, but a pick owned by the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm not telling most of you anything you don't know. The Eagles are good. Now, they lost a lot of players. They have brought in Rashad Penny, which I like, but Penny's not someone you can count on an every week basis. He just, he's a former what, first round pick or second round pick of the Seahawks, but he has an injury history. He can still be productive for the Eagles, but the Eagles can't plan to roll him out for 17 games and however many playoff games and expect that he's going to be healthy and good enough to go in every game. They just can't expect that. They won't expect that. So Robinson has visited the Eagles. This has drawn a lot of attention. So let's just start there, because the Eagles have two number one picks. They have the 10th pick, and they also have their own pick at 30. Remember, the draft in the first round is only 31 picks despite 32 teams, because the Dolphins had to forfeit their first round pick for evidence of tampering with both Sean Payton and Tom Brady. So for those of you who dismiss that Tom Brady had any interest in joining the Dolphins, yeah, you're full of shit. The Dolphins lost a draft pick for tampering with Brady under contract to the Buccaneers and Sean Payton still under contract to the New Orleans Saints. So Philadelphia owns New Orleans' pick at 10. That has nothing to do with the Sean Payton thing, by the way. So we start there because the Eagles could just take Robinson with the 10th pick. It could be that simple. That if the Eagles feel he's the best player available, which honestly at number 10 he's probably going to be. I've seen Robinson listed as best player available by people who do this for a living as the third, fourth, fifth best player available in the draft. And that means Robinson may be the best player available or the second best player available to the Eagles at 10 if they want to make this move. They are the defending NFC champions. So that could be simple. Robinson is available at 10. Eagles take him at 10. Game over. And I think it solidifies the Eagles as, sure, I'll say the team to beat again in the NFC, knowing full well the Niners are still very good. We do need to see Brock Purdy be healthy. And other things related to the Niners' full year with Christian McCaffrey, I get it. But I would put the Eagles ahead of the Niners. Eagles have Jalen Hurts. Niners have Brock Purdy coming off injury, going into his first full season as a starting quarterback. So, yeah, edge to Eagles over Niners until proven otherwise. So it could be that simple. But let's speculate, because that's all we can do leading up to the draft. My personal opinion is nothing happens in the first seven picks involving Bijan Robinson. This could change. I'm recording this on Thursday morning, 1 week before the draft. This could change based on news, other reports, teams doing or saying things, Robinson doing or saying things, other players doing or saying things. But it doesn't seem to me that I can make a case right now that Robinson goes in the top seven. I can't make that case. So why can I make the case at eight? Well, first of all, we just made the case, and it's not just me. The Eagles could take him at 10. So that means if he doesn't fall to 10, who takes him? My opinion is no one does in the first seven. What about eight? I think there's a small percentage chance Robinson could go at eight for two reasons. Number one, Atlanta's loaded up free agency-wise on the defensive side of the ball in what is a crossroads season for Arthur Smith going into his third year as head coach. Arthur Smith must do something significant with the Falcons this year, or he will not be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons in 2024. That's the reality. They have an unproven starting quarterback. Could they take a quarterback at eight? Yeah, they could. Could they still drop the Lamar Jackson bomb? Yeah, they could. Nothing Diana Russini says means anything to me. And I've said that for years on this podcast, and it's proven. You're saying, well, what about Tyler Allgeier? Okay, let's talk about Tyler Allgeier. 1,000 yards last year, 3 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving touchdown. And it's not like he only started 7 games. He had 210 rushing attempts, averaged nearly 5 yards per carry, caught 16 balls for 139. All of you know I play fantasy football. I wish I had had Tyler Allgeier last year. I missed picking him up before he was featured in this Falcons offense as they transitioned away from Mariota and went to Desmond Ridder. There's not enough to go on that Tyler Allgeier sets the Falcon running attack and you don't need anybody else and he's the best you're going to do. You can't do that. You can't. Also, you know, let's bring up Tyler Allgeier went to BYU. So even though last year was his rookie year, Tyler Allgeier is already 23 years old. He's already 23 years old after starting 7 games in the National Football League. Bijan Robinson is 26 or 27 months younger than Allgeier. And I bring this up because the clock on running backs starts and ends faster than any other position because they are hit more than any other players on the field. That is why they have such a short lifespan. So, Allgeier is not a reason why the Falcons wouldn't upgrade the running back position. He's not. So, Robinson could go there, which would also make life a lot easier for Desmond Ridder. And remember, the reason Arthur Smith became a head coach is because when he was an offensive coordinator in Tennessee, he featured Derrick Henry. So Atlanta could either pick him at eight or trade the pick to someone who wants to pick Robinson at eight, who's worried that the Eagles are going to take him at 10, and if they can't make a deal with the Bears at 9. I don't think the Bears will take Bijan Robinson at 9 because they already got too many people to run the ball. Justin Fields running it because he's like, well, my first wide receiver read isn't open, so I better just take off and run. They also brought in Deontay Foreman, who had a very good finish to the year in Carolina. And they still have Khalil Herbert, and they just don't seem to know what they have in Herbert. And I hope Herbert gets out of there to get into a more featured role where he is appreciated. Maybe that'll happen with a draft day trade or after this season or at the trade deadline. I still think the Bears stink. So I don't think the Bears would pick him at 9, but if they wanted to trade out of the spot with someone who's convinced the Eagles take Robinson at 10, then the Bears could move down, which they've already done once by trading out of the number one spot with Carolina. So there's the case for Robinson going at 8, either to Atlanta or a team who's jumping in front of Philly. And the same could be said about 9, even though the Bears wouldn't take Robinson. But they could trade out of the spot for a team trying to get Robinson in front of where the Eagles take him at 10. Now, there's no guarantee the Eagles would take him at 10, even if he's available. They might not. Again, most running backs don't go that early. And the Eagles do have a pick at 30 to play with. Could they expect to get Robinson at 30? Probably not. But it doesn't mean they can't move up from that 30th position and get something else they want at 10, whether it's offensive lineman or defensive side of the ball. Then we get to Tennessee at 11, and this is kind of quiet, but it feels like Tennessee, of established players in the National Football League that could be moved in conjunction with the draft, and we've seen more of this in recent years, Derrick Henry's on that list. The Titans may not want to go forward with Derrick Henry, may not want to pay him to stick with him long term, may feel they've gotten all they can get out of Derrick Henry, and they're not willing to go the Ezekiel Elliott route and pay him big money and watch him decline. So Henry could move. And then you wonder if Tennessee would just be like, well, Henry won the Doak Walker. Robinson won the Doak Walker. Let's just do it now. Let's just bring in Robinson now, whether we keep Henry another year or not, and let's take Bijan Robinson at 11. I could see it. It's a possibility. Texans pick 12th currently. I doubt it. It's not like Damian Pierce did more last year than Tyler Algier, even though Pierce had a couple games late where he wasn't involved, and that just goes back to loser Lovie Smith. But I don't have anything to go on other than Robinson played at Texas. Houston's never really had this superstar. I guess the closest was Deshaun. Well, they had J.J. Watt, but on the offensive side of the ball, they've never had I just still have a hard time putting Robinson there at 12. Maybe I'm wrong. Jets at 13, no. Just it doesn't feel like that would happen. New England 14, probably not. Green Bay 15, no. Washington 16. All right, let's talk about that because there's two other spots that I can argue. Ron Rivera loves to run the ball. Last year, as Washington stayed in the running in a very competitive NFC East, Washington just pounded the ground game. And they have uncertainty at the quarterback position. We've heard Sam Howell is QB1, okay? They've signed Jacoby Brissett, who did pretty damn good job for the Browns, holding down the suspended spot for Deshaun Watson. Washington does have running backs on their roster, they're not like this running back. So I can make a case that Washington would do this at 16. It's not the strongest case, but looking at who's the head coach, how they would move the ball offensively, what their identity appears to be, and who is currently on the depth chart. Yeah, I can make a case for it. Then 17, Pittsburgh, no. Najee Harris, even though Pittsburgh has that identity, they still have Harris. Detroit, 18, no. Not based on who they have, not based on what they're doing. And then we get to the Buccaneers at 19. And this run game mentality that supposedly Todd Bowles wants out of his Buccaneers first year post Tom Brady. And this gets back to what I said at the beginning, how it's outdated. The Bucs went to a Super Bowl 3 years ago because of Tom Brady, who plays the quarterback position. The run game mentality is not likely to work in Tampa Bay, especially considering what they currently have on the offensive line, and it sure as hell isn't going to work based on the current running backs on the depth chart, which gets some Buccaneer fans excited over, well, what about Bijan Robinson with the 19th pick? So I see the connection. Could Robinson be available at 19? Sure. But we just made the case he could go as early as 10. And if someone knew the Eagles were going to take him at 10 or felt they were, someone's probably going to have to trade up into the 8 or 9 spot to get him before the Eagles select at 10. But if he's available at 19, sure, I can make a case that the Buccaneers select Robinson with the 19th pick, falling in line with what Bowles and the organization want to do because they don't have Tom Brady anymore to bail them out. And if for whatever reason Robinson gets by the Bucs at 19, it seems like the floor on Robinson is Dallas at 26. If it just comes back to running backs don't get selected in the first round, and if he's on the board at 26, I do think the Cowboys take him as their replacement for Ezekiel Elliott, with Tony Pollard coming off a broken leg, and with Pollard on the franchise tag. So, yeah, that makes sense for the Cowboys. I don't think he's going to last to 26. So if the Cowboys want Robinson, they're going to have to move up to get him. Honestly, if the Bucs want Robinson, they probably have to move up to get him. If Washington wants Robinson, they're probably going to have to move up to get him, because Robinson seems to break through the barriers of you don't pick running backs early in the first round. This feels like it could go a different way. And if he's someone that a team wants, like Washington, like Tampa Bay, like Dallas, maybe there's someone else out there, maybe even Tennessee at 11 if they're going to trade Derrick Henry on draft night, or they're just getting one final year out of Henry and they're going to move on and they want to have Robinson in place ready to go for the Derrick Henry afterlife, then you might need to jump ahead of Philly at 10 to do that. So those are the scenarios I give you. There could be another team out there that wants to do it that I didn't highlight. I'm just having fun with this because it's fun to talk about. And I think Robinson will be a very productive running back in the National Football League when he is given the opportunity to do that, whether it is this year or it is later in the season or it is next year. And he is certainly on my fantasy football radar as well. Love to hear what you have to think. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks to Pin Chasers, Brandon Legal Group, and Bill Curry Ford for their continued support of my podcast. I look forward to talking to you again next time.